Hi everyone, my name is Saurav Phylok and welcome to the very first episode of the Phylok podcast. The first episode is all about how you can learn public speaking by beating the imposter syndrome. I will talk about this scientific term later in my episode, but let me first request you to imagine a situation. You're standing in front of a meeting room and you're about to give a presentation. And as you look at your audience, the questions start pounding your brain. Like, is it really necessary to give this presentation? Do I even really know about this particular topic? I don't think so. I'm good enough to speak in front of these valuable people. And I think I'm going to die in this particular meeting. So if these are the kind of questions that are coming into your mind, then you will start feeling nervous for sure. And then your mind has to work super hard to remember all the talking points that you have in your mind. And most probably you will do a miss. And this particular syndrome that I tried to showcase is called the imposter syndrome. So just to give a definition, it is basically an irrational fear that no matter how much you have achieved or how much you have achieved in your life, it is all going to come crashing down at the very last moment. And if you allow this syndrome, it can surely derail your talk, your conversations, and sometimes your leadership as well. But luckily, there are several ways to get rid of this syndrome. And I will talk about three of them in this episode. So the first one is review all the positive feedbacks that you have received in your life. And you must have done something good in your life for sure, right? It could be helping another person, or it could be winning a debate competition when you were in 8th standard, or it could be just delivering a project on time, right? It could be anything. So review all these moments of celebration and remind yourself of the positive things that people have said to you. And this is one of the best way to get rid of the imposter syndrome. And this is something that I also personally use whenever I face such kind of questions of imposter syndrome. So the second one is talk about it. So whenever we face a fear, we try to isolate ourselves, right? We feel that we are the only one who is experiencing this thing. And if we tell this thing to another person, we will feel embarrassed or so. It is actually not true. It is genuinely not the case. I would say it is a general syndrome, right? Everyone faces this thing. So what I would say is that join a peer group. For public speaking, if you're specifically looking for public speaking, join a Toastmasters club. You will be able to improve a lot. Always remember the formula of average of 5 people. Surround yourself with the good 5 public speakers or good 5 people who are trying to improve themselves. And you will be able to learn this art better. And at the same time, I would say you will be able to overcome this imposter syndrome for sure. So the third one is recognize you don't need to be brilliant. Your only job is to show up and give your best. So sometimes what happens is that we add an extra pressure of being smart. We feel like we need to have all the answers and solve all the problems. Actually, you don't. You're there on stage because there is something special about you, right? The results will take care of itself. Try to live fully in that particular moment. Don't have an added extra pressure while giving a talk or while giving a speech or while giving a presentation. It will definitely derail your talk. So with this, we end the very first episode of the Phylok Show. I hope that by now you must have some kind of awareness about the imposter syndrome. And I genuinely believe that you will be able to do better in your next speech or next presentation or next talk for sure. So thank you so much for watching this episode. See you in the next one. Thank you.